Well, Brian Lee, it's good to have you in studio. It's been a while. Talking a little softball. You have had one monster summer. I know you're pumped up, ready to go for college ball in the fall, but you've been on the go this summer, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. It's been like every weekend, so it's been a lot so far.
It's a new team for you, of course, playing so many years with Coach Gillen, with Lance and his team, with the Rebels. Decided not to get together for this year, kind of went separate ways, and you kind of hooked up with a different team, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, and it was weird not being with the Rebels. It's been kind of an adjustment for sure, just being together so long, you're so like used to them, so it's been definitely weird, but it's also been nice to kind of see a different atmosphere for sure.
Now, this team is coached by your assistant coach, Concordia, is that right?
Yes.
That's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been awesome. And there's a lot of Concordia girls on there, so I kind of get to know everyone, which has been awesome.
So. That's terrific. So, you, Concordia girls, where are the other girls from then?
It's kind of like all around, but most of them are from like the eastern area. So like Seward, Fremont, Norfolk, and then the Omaha-Lincoln area. And then some others are a lot of 2026s, so they haven't graduated yet. So they're kind of in the recruiting process or are being recruited by Concordia for most of them. So it is kind of a big, everyone that's on the team has kind of had some contact with Concordia at some point. So
what's good that he got one of your coaches, get a chance to watch you all summer long and see what you can do.
Yeah, it's been amazing. And being able to kind of work with like what she wants and kind of like letting us know what Coach Kohler, our head coach, wants has been kind of nice to kind of see like a preview into what that's going to be. So just kind of not going in completely blank on what to do.
Position-wise, doing some pitching, played some other areas as well?
Yeah, mostly pitching. I've played a little right field here and there, some first. So kind of those three are my main, but pitching quite a bit. Pitching and first have been the main two. So, yeah.
Right field. Have you ever played right field in your life?
No. I think I played it one time, but it's been fun.
You get a chance to find some new positions. You never know in your college years when you're not pitching when they need somebody there.
Exactly. I don't know where I'm going to go, so I'll take it. I need some outfield experience sometimes, so it's been kind of fun.
And you've got a lot of speed, and you always want those speedy outfielders, right?
Yeah, I'll take it.
What do you think the team's best tournament's been this year so far? Put her on the spot here, looking up back to all those tournaments.
Think about all of them. I would say that last weekend, or 2 weekends ago, we went to Omaha, and that was probably one of our better ones. Just as a team, we worked together really well because that took a while for all of us to kind of start to mesh at the beginning of the season. So starting to kind of work together last weekend or 2 weekends ago, it was really, really nice to kind of see that all work out. And we fought really hard with a lot of the teams, so that was really, really nice to see.
I'm sure you're facing some really good competition, aren't you?
Yeah, it's nothing I've seen before. There's some really, really good girls out there, so it's kind of nice to see that aspect of things and see some girls that are really good.
It's from the bigger cities. Now, I mean, in the past, you guys have faced some teams, Lincoln and Omaha, stuff like that, and time to time at some of these tournaments, but you're maybe facing some girls from even the bigger cities, aren't you?
Yeah, a lot from the bigger cities. And just like, of course, we played a lot of good people with the Rebels ball and high school ball, and I've played a lot of the girls during high school ball. It's just kind of like seeing that many in that same area and like everyone's on the same page, like everyone's just as good. It's amazing, really.
Pitching wise, for you, in playing right field, you're batting, you're pitching. How do you think it's been this summer?
It's honestly, it started off a little tough with the pitching. I took quite a bit of a break after fall ball, so that was a little tough trying to get back into it. But I bounced back good, and that was awesome. And it's gone a lot better the last couple weekends. And I was just excited to kind of see again with a different kind of competition how it would go. But it's teaching me a lot about just myself and my pitching, so it's going really well.
Really, for the last couple of years, right after fall ball gets going, you've been in the winter months really concentrating on softball, haven't you?
Yeah. And with like the recruiting process, I was always like, as soon as softball ended, I would go straight into camps and send in videos and work on a lot. So it was kind of nice this summer to be kind of give my body a break a little bit instead of just kind of working every single weekend all year long. So kind of took advantage of that to let myself heal a little bit. So, yeah.
You've got one more tournament, right?
Yes, I do. Just one more.
And that's you. Where'd you say you're going again?
Kansas City.
And I take it's going to be another monster tournament?
Yes, it is. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday one. I'll miss the Thursday games, but I'm going Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it'll be a big tournament. So
you got to get a chance to get a little break here before you go to school and get ready for fall ball?
Yes. Yeah. We get like a couple weeks. We don't go until later August is when I move in. So it'll be a while. So we get kind of a nice break, and he'll give us some workouts, like, position-wise. So we'll get to work on some of that. But overall, we get a nice break, which will be good.
Now, you did have a little vacation time in Florida recently, didn't you?
Yes. Great vacation.
And you had a chance to spend it with some friends and probably didn't want to leave, did you?
No, I did not want to leave. Me and my friends were really enjoying it, but it was nice to get back, but definitely didn't want to come back to the 104 heat that it was that week. So
that's good. Get away. One more tournament to get a chance to give the body a break a little bit, because you know darn well when you get to school and everything, it's going to pick up, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it'll be go time then. So kind of get a little bit of break, ease into it, and then get ready to go.
How about for Concordia? Kind of looking ahead, do they have a lot of kids coming back, or they have a lot of kids graduate? What's it look like this year for that team?
It's kind of mixed. There's a decent amount of seniors, but nothing crazy. But I'm pretty sure, looking at it from like what I've seen, is that our freshman class is pretty big. So that'll be kind of new, kind of having a bunch of newbies out there. But there is quite a few of the like upperclassmen and the sophomores, so we should be pretty equal on upperclassmen and then newbies coming in. So
you're ready to get right in there and compete with everybody else, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I'm excited and kind of get to know everyone and just kind of get to like work together. He has a pretty competitive team this year, so I'm excited to see what we can do.
Fall ball is one of those where you don't have a lot of games, as you well. Well, of course, you've been high school, you have a lot of games, but it's kind of more relaxed, but it's the competition to get ready for springtime, isn't it?
Yeah. And there's only games like just on the weekends, mostly just for the month of, I think, September and October, but it's not a whole bunch of games, just kind of local people, local around us. But it'll still be really good competition and kind of see how, like, the team works together and what groups fit and stuff like that. So it'll be nice to see.
You got your classes all, you got a place to live, or you got to stay in the dorms that first year?
I do, yeah. Okay.
That's kind of the way it tastes. Any college you go to, you got a freshman, got to stay in those dorms first year.
Yeah, but I'll take that. College experience is what I'm chucking it up to. So
academically, what are you gonna be studying in?
Education.
Teacher? Teacher coach down the line, maybe?
That's kind of what I'm hoping, yeah.
Cool. I gotta ask you, mom and dad are now empty nesters coming up here soon. How are they gonna handle this now?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Who's gonna have the most trouble, mom or dad?
I'm thinking mom.
I think so too.
Yeah. I think she'll be struggling a little bit, but I think they'll come down to my games quite a bit and kind of be still part of it, but they still have Brantley and Caleb here, so that'll
exactly.
Be nice.
It's not like they totally don't have any family around, but they'll keep tabs on you quite a bit.
Yeah.
Have they had a chance to go to a few tournaments this summer too?
Yeah, they've gone to most of them, if not both of them. Just my mom usually will take me up there. Just kind of tough with dad's work schedule, but we try to get up there as much as we can. So.
Can you believe you're in college now? I mean, I can remember you guys, junior high kids, little freshmen, and now you're in college now.
I know. I can't believe it sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, I didn't even believe I graduated. So it's still kind of clicking in my brain that I'm not in high school anymore. But I'm also super excited to kind of see what's to come. So
I'm sure your sisters and everybody, your friends have told you have gone on to college. It's going to be a fast 4 years, so get ready for it, huh?
Yeah, that's what everyone says. And everyone said that about high school, and I didn't believe them. And now I'm like, yeah, they're right. So just going to have to enjoy every bit of it.
So looking forward to seeing your progress. And this is not our last interview. We're going to keep tabs on you, if that's okay.
That's totally fine.
Thank you very much for coming by.
Thank you.